Chairman.
Sir?
I would ask Mr. Gordy to pass down his comments on the last two, so either Shane or I have. Before we get our paper a little shuffled.
All righty, here they come. Hey.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, that can, completes our old business. Our next item on the agenda is other business. Our first item of other business is Salt Pond Plaza Commercial Site Plan, roads 357 and 360.
Mr. Chairman, this is a preliminary site plan for a 48,775 square foot grocery store, a 12,900 square foot pharmacy, and a 3,800 square foot bank. The property is zoned MRRPC, and this section's part of the 6.39 acres of the neighborhood business that was permitted by the RPC. The total developed area is 5.57 acres. That's all the impervious area. Building setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. 328 parking spaces are required and provided. The perimeter parking spaces, which total 120, they're designated as pervious turf pavers. This is similar to the Happy Harry's project that was built down on Route 1. I think Mr. Wheatley was the only member of the commission back at that time.
Yeah, just passes water.
The perimeter parking spaces are located within the front yard setbacks, and it's subject to site plan review. The closest parking area located near residential lots is approximately 85 feet. Provided by the county, central water will be provided by Sussex Shores Water Company. Ingress and egress to the site is off of Bethany Loop. There's no direct access to road 357 or 360 from this site. And if you grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals. That's all I have, unless you have any questions, and the engineer and developer are both here.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. Mr. Chairman, while the other commissioners are looking at their site plans, I have a few questions I would like answered if possible. First by Mr. Lank.
Sir.
Is the parcel properly zoned for use such as proposed on this site plan?
Yes, it is. The original Salt Pond project was a residential planned community. I believe it was 639 lots. When they would be allowed at 1 acre of business area per 100 units, that would give them 6.39 acres of area to be, could be utilized for business purposes. So it stays MRRPC, but it's an appropriate use of that. The MRRPC allows for you to use B1 type uses, and these are all permitted under B1.
Is this type of site plan for the intended use as submitted, would this be subject to review by the Technical Advisory Committee?
It would not be required to be reviewed specifically by the Technical Advisory Committee, because there really isn't a committee. It's a committee of agencies that provide us written comments. Before, if the commission grants preliminary approval, final approval could not be obtained without receipt of all those agency permits first. We have to have their permits, approvals and permits before we can grant final.
Some of those agencies, they'd be DelDOT and...
DelDOT, Fire Marshal, Conservation District, County Engineering,
okay,
et cetera.
And Mr. Chairman, would I be correct in stating that site plans such as this at this stage are dealt with by the commission in public meetings and with staff review and do not require a public hearing?
That would be correct, Mr. Smith. This has already been the subject of a public hearing quite some time ago when the RPC was approved. And what we are doing now is primarily an administrative action.
Thank you. Would I also be correct in stating that two of the most frequent concerns expressed by neighbors and concerned citizens to planning and zoning agenda items are traffic and stormwater management?
That's been my experience, yes.
Thank you. Site plans such as this that are granted preliminary approval by the commission are then acted on by those various agencies, and as Mr. Lank said, sort of extrapolating on that, DelDOT gives a close review to ensure that traffic impacts created by the proposed uses do not create safety hazards for the public and emergency vehicles, that no bottlenecks are created on state or neighboring community roads. would also be that the Sussex Conservation District also gives a close review, as we've heard in the various motions tonight, this afternoon, to ensure that the proposed stormwater management systems are fully adequate and that no drainage overflows are allowed to adversely impact existing or surrounding parcels with the improvements thereon. Thank you for your time, Mr. Chairman. And I guess it's more of a comment or a suggestion. I'd like to see somewhat more of a practical screening or landscaping plan on this site plan. And one last question, if I may. Mr. Abbott, am I seeing that 48 of these parking spaces are in the front yard setback that go along Fred Hudson Road?
That's correct.
In response to your question about the landscaping plan, I think the engineer has it. So I'm going to bring a plan today, if you wanted to see it.
Mr. Wheatley, I'd like to also add, last week we provided each of you a letter from the Salt Pond Homeowners Association, and that's in the file. That'll be made a part of the record also.
Absolutely. Yeah, that letter was received by each member, did receive the letter.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this application and keeping in mind the concerns of the commission with parking spaces being in those front yard setbacks, my motion for Salt Pond Plaza commercial site plan on the corner of roads 357 and 360 is for denial at this present time because of those 48 parking spots encroaching in that front yard setback.
Set aside for that from the get-go. Yeah.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to deny Salt Pond Plaza commercial site plan on roads 357 and 360 for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.